Florida is a hotbed for hurricanes, and when I lived there, I got very accustomed to learning how to navigate working through them despite the anxiety that came with each storm. Although hurricanes are a literal storm, daily work can also ignite theoretical storms that can move you from calm and collected to frantic decision-making. Before you panic, stay calm in a storm. The key to handling a work storm is to act quickly, but stay calm. It's important that you don't let your nerves get the best of you. The other day, I had a storm hit me at 6 a.m. I was not in my office that day and trying to spend time with family, so I diligently got up early to get ahead on a few things, but as soon as I opened my email, I was hit with a storm. A TV reporter said she needed to cancel our client's interview that morning because she was being pulled to another project. Normally, it would not have been that big of a deal to reschedule, but my client flew across the country specifically for this interview and had limited availability to reschedule anything for the rest of the year. A lot of pressure to solve a problem like this at 6 in the morning. The pitch challenge today: when a storm erupts your workflow, don't ignore it or get paralyzed by it, but rather jump feet first into it. Instead of taking immediate direction from others, start by asking questions to work towards problem solving. After acknowledging and telling the reporter that I understood her predicament, I asked if it was possible to interview my client later in the day or to have someone else interview her. When she replied no to both of those questions, I then went to my client and asked if she could extend her trip one day or fly back on another day. Panic responses were high on both sides, so if I would have also been panicking, we would have never found a solution. Finally, provide options when problem solving. You may not always get the outcome you desire, but there's a 50% chance you will. I told the reporter that my client could come back in 2 weeks or was around for the rest of the day if anything on her end changed. By providing options and releasing my agenda to get the interview done that day, the reporter came around on her own and found someone at the station to interview my client. Staying calm in the storm keeps the situation anchored. When those hurricanes would head towards Florida, many people would panic and evacuate immediately. I learned that staying calm and waiting for more clarity on the storm's path saved me a lot of time and unnecessary stress. Many times the storm would change directions and I didn't have to evacuate anywhere, while others, directed by panic, would find themselves stranded in traffic or in the direct path of the hurricane's new direction. Work storms are similar. When they hit, don't ignore them. Ask questions to bring resolution. Look at more than one option. Release control of your agenda. And above all, don't panic. Stay calm.